Okay, so we're really up to the fourth sugya, which is all related to the basic problem. We had one big dilemma, is how do we reach the price? The price I talked about, the ability of a person being high of Dal Vahey for Shechti and Shahanisko. Now, this is not the fourth sugya with this price, this is about the tenth sugya in this price, because there were other problems with the price also, about the Shechti Shenariyas and the Mavasha for Shabbos and all this other stuff. But just on that one, not even a line, a half a line in the Braisa about Teveach, Shohanisko, which was Machlekes Remei and Rabbanon, the possibility exists of being Chayav Dal Vahey, to which the Gemara was bothered with the question, how could that be Lav D'mar Ketovach? So it took us one sugya to understand what in the world Lav D'mar Ketovach in general means, and then it took us a whole other sugya to understand what in the world the particular issue in terms of Shohanisko is all about. And then it took us try to understand what the answer to the problem was. So Rabbi gave this whole creative understanding, a new case, a new scenario with the Shoyma, with Rabbi Shechel Fedechas, with the Yaakov, the Rabbanah, the whole story. So it took us a whole sugya to figure out what in the world of Yaakov, the Rabbanah, we're talking about. And then we get to the last of the four sugyas related to this one big sugya, is the other part of the other piece of the puzzle that must be present in order for the Braisa to read smoothly. And that is, Rabbi Meir must subscribe to Rabbi Shimon's view of Dover Gram the Mammon. If you don't accept Dover Gram the Mammon, so then the sig is over. There's nothing to talk about. So you have to buy into Dover Gram the Mammon, combined with Rabbi Yaakov of yesterday, that this is called the Dover Gram the Mammon. If both of those factors are true, then we can begin to discuss the Alba. So Rabbi said we have to now analyze just this statement of itself. It's so critical for our understanding of this Braisa. We have to really take a step back and understand what is a Dover Gram the Mammon. What is not a Dover Gram the Mammon? What are the parameters of Dover Gram the Mammon? Even though much of our discussion is going to be within the worldview of Rabbi Shimon, which, you know, for intellectual honesty, you know, we don't possibly agree with Shimon. So a lot of the parameters are going to be not necessarily the halacha, but the yesodos, the clone that we're going to develop, are going to impact not only Rabbi Shimon, they're going to impact on us also. It's going to be very, very important for us to understand what exactly is, what does qualify as another government, and what perhaps it doesn't. So a great deal of the discussion about Dover Gram the Mammon revolves around the sugya that appears in the beginning of the third parak of Amitzia. And it's a discussion which revolves around the phenomena that the Gemara doesn't introduce Dover Gram the Mammon when we would have likely expected it to be there. And whenever you have a sugya that starts like this, where we're expecting something to be there, we know, you know, we think we're smart, we think we understand the way that Amoraim were working, the way they were thinking, and we're just expecting this teretz to be there, and it's absent. So you have to take a step back and ask yourself, why is it absent? What is it about this particular cloud that we're evaluating, that we're discussing right now, that didn't make the mark in the beginning of the third parak of Metziah? So what is the context of the sugya? Let's take a step back a little bit. So who here learned Perek HaBafkid once in their elementary school days? Previous Gugulim. Okay, so I also learned HaBafkid. That's elementary school. Everyone remembers that this was by the Gemara that I had to say for my Mechina to get into high school. Okay, I had to say over this Gemara. This Mishnah and these first couple of lines of the Gemara. And I remember that I had a problem because I forgot one of the Rosh HaTevas was. And I like, I froze. I couldn't remember one of the Rosh HaTevas. And the person was giving me the Mechina filled me on the Rosh HaTevas. And I remember I said, yeah, you're right. That was my response. Probably wasn't the most appropriate response, but I got a chuckle out of it. Okay. So, what do I say? All right, getting back to that story. So, the first mission of Hamafka talks about the following scenario. Hamafka, it's a chaveir, we have a kelim. I give you an object to watch. We spoke about that a little bit before. So, I'm a mafkid, you're a shomer, and the object gets stolen. If the object gets stolen, there's a ganav, and the ganav gets caught. You must say ganav, yishlam, shnai. There's no question that the ganav is going to pay kefil. Ah, he stole it from the Beis HaShomer. Isn't that considered to be Eino B'Shuso? Come on, that's a joke question, right? Everyone knows the Beis HaShomer is considered to be B'Shuso. Okay, we spoke about this also. That's good. So there's for sure going to be kefil. The Pasuk Chumash, you must say ganav, yishlam, shnai. Who is the kefil going to go to? So it sounds also almost like a joke question. Who should the kefil go to? The owner of the object. Who owns the object? Who owns the object? The mafkid owns the object. So why in a million years would the shomer get kefil? Which is exactly why the first Mishnah mafkid is so disturbing, because the first Mishnah mafkid talks about the possibility of the shomer getting the kefil. Not always, depending whether the shomer swore, whether he paid, whether he said he's going to pay. A lot of factors, but sometimes there exists the possibility of the shomer actually being zeich on the kefil. To which the Gemara asks, based on what? So the Gemara says, very simple. the mafkid must have been makir the kefel to the shomer. Since the shomer went ahead and paid, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So it's understood that the mafkid was in lieu of the payment that the shomer made for the object, whether he had to pay, didn't have to pay, it doesn't matter right now. We're not learning from mafkid. L'maisa, the mafkid was willing to be makir the rights of kefel to the shomer. So that is a loaded, loaded statement. That is so loaded that the Gemara doesn't even get started. The first sugya in Perga Mafke, the first Lomdash sugya discusses, how in the world does that work? What's the mechanics of that halacha? What's the problem, everybody say? What's the problem with that? It's an age-old problem of what? Eino de makne, don't still believe eino, the cable doesn't exist yet. If I give you an item to watch, and you decide, it gets stolen, and you pay me for that item, how in the world will you kind of the cable? The cable doesn't exist yet. It's davar shlomo li'olam. So the Gemara starts to pilpul. Is it Rabbi Meir? Is it the Rabbanan? Do we hold yes on the machad davar shlomo li'olam? No, ain't on the machad. Back and forth. It's called a whole tataram in the Gemara, and then the Gemara has to revamp it and say, no, you're not really being machad the kefel. You're being machad the behema likefel. A kenyan a guf l'peiros becomes the next major sugya in Perek HaMafkid, and you start to learn. You think you're learning HaMafkid, and you all of a sudden you're learning parshas kenyanim. Very, very, very complicated sugya. All revolving around one basic problem. How in the world did the kefel come from the mafkid to the shomer? What chus does the shomer have in the kefel? Kump the shit mekubetzis in the name of the Ravid, the famous, famous kasha the Ravid. You know what's the famous kasha the Ravid? What's the famous kasha the Ravid? I'll tell you exactly how the shomer was zoich in the kefel. It wasn't due pashas akinyon. There was no haknos akefel. There's no davar shlomo li'olam. You're learning the wrong sugya. Maybe the shomer is zeich in the kefil, because the shomer, legabe the animal, is the chadavar gerem the mammon. The existence of the animal saves the shomer from paying money. The non-existence enables the existence of the animal prevents the shomer from having to pay money. The existence enables him not to have to pay the money. Him, the relationship between the shomer and the chayvus, the shomer and the behema, is a relationship of davar gerem the mammon. Davar gerem the mammon is kimamon mammon. This is going to Rabbi Shimon. If you're willing to say the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, a time that we don't paskin like Medovah Shlomo Le'olam, you're willing to make the Stam Mishnah Hamafkid Shleik Halacha, it's so much easier, so much smoother, it could avoid all the shiklolos of the first 3 weeks of learning Hamafkid. Just simply say, Hamad Rabbi Shimini, Dabba Gadamam, just keep on dummy. And we know we already have a precedent for Rabbi Shimon that Dover Gun the moment is Kimam and Dami and Huchas Kefel, Huchas Dal. Hey, how do we know that? What was the original statement of Rabbi Shimon? When did Rabbi Shimon first make his statement? Who remembers? The Mishnah in Bava Kam, in Merubah says that if a person is machdish something and if he has a chrayas on this hekdesh, he set haray alay lavi korban, and now he sets aside an animal to be yotze that neder, and somebody steals that animal, the person is going to have to pay kefel to who? To him. He's not his, it's not sure. What's the answer? It's a chadavar gerem l'mamon. Since the existence of that animal will pot to him from the Beis HaMikdash, the absence of that animal will cost him a pretty penny. That's called the davar gerem l'mamon. So just as Rabbi Shimon holds, davar gerem l'mamon is kemamon in where? In Bava Kama, in the Sugis of Merubah, the same should be true, kemamon, in Bava Metzia, in the Sugis of Mafkid B'Shem. What's the difference? This is kefil, this is kefil. What's the difference? What's the difference, Frechter Ravid, between the davar gerem l'mamon of a neder to the Beis HaMikdash and the davar gerem l'mamon of Parshas HaShoimrim? That's the Ravid's kasha. So how come the Gemara didn't realize that? How come the Gemara had to go to left field and dig up davar shlomo li'olam? What happened to davar gerem l'mamon? No, it's the Ravid's parents. What's up the Ravid? Who saw the Ravid? Come to Ravid and says, there is a fundamental difference between the davar gerem l'mamon of Bava Kama and Bava Metzia. Not because of different mesechtes, but because Bava Kama is talking about of neder of hekdesh, and this is talking about of shoyna. What's the difference? If you take a neder to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and that animal gets struck by lightning, a typhoon comes, a tidal wave comes and takes that animal away. Totally, completely not your fault, unpredictable. So when the hekdesh, when the gizba comes knocking on your door and says, excuse me, you pledged an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, you went, I'm so sorry, I meant to give that animal, but it was just taken away by the tsunami. What's the hekdesh going to tell me? What's the Beis HaMikdash going to say to me? We're so sorry to hear about your loss, but the took a neder, really, I have to bring a carbon. And it's very nice, but we commiserate with you, but it's true, but irrelevant. We still owe the basic mikdash. There is nothing under the sun this guy could ever tell the gizbar of the basic mikdash that's going to get him out of paying the money. And by Mitzia, the Shomer. Hashem is chai for everything. Every single thing under the sun Hashem is chai for. First of all, Hashem b'chinam is only chai for on very, very limited things. Mashiach. Even Hashem b'sachar also has certain limitations. Even a shayel. Even a shayel is not chai for everything. Meisimachas malachis potos, Shmer b'bayel. There are pturim even for a shayel. So a shomer, Zuf deraivit, is not an absolute achrayas. The raivit creates a new klal. It's only an achrayas gemura, 100%, no excuses. That's called the davar gemur b'mamur. Anything short of 100% achrayas is not called the davar gemur b'mamur. That's why the Gemara b'Metzia didn't introduce Rabbi Shimon. Gevaldik etat, right? Gevaldik mahalach. So arayve, she regrets the arayve, gevaldik etat. Come all the achrayim and say, the arayve is against the beferish gemara. What's the beferish gemara? Sumas. Come on, Sumas. Oh, we're talking about Shmira here. You were mechaving to Truma Sakri. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but you mentioned it because it was so hard to find Truma Sakri's on the Maram Kermis. This guy is 100% Chayav. He's 1,000% Chayav. The only polter is what? What's the only polter for this guy? The damage happened already, right? He was already Peshaya, whatever you want to call him. He was either a mazik or a peshet. The only thing that's going to get him out of paying is what? Is saying what magic words? Hareshach alfanecha. What's the din? A person steals chametz. Simple case. Get sure of this. I steal chametz. The oval of a pesach. Okay? Alright? So the Mishnah says you could say Hareshach alfanecha. So I'm about to say, I'm about to take the schnapps and hand it to you and say Hareshach alfanecha. I'm about to do that. And mamish, tornado comes and takes this bottle of schnapps and blows it from Kansas to Nebraska. Ain is gomer she ain ba'olam she ain b'chol kama b'chol olam. What's the din? Chayav potter. Absolutely chayav. You know why? Because the only potter was Hareish Chol Fanecha. I was really chayav at the time. It becomes also banosh. I'm really chayav. Ella what? I have the ability to say Hareish Chol Fanecha. That's true. If I could say Hareish Chol Fanecha, but if I can't say, I don't care why I can't say Hareish Chol Fanecha. If Sof goes off, I can't say it, I have to pay the money. That's the Truma Sakri's Raya from Agama. Ketzai's his brother. I was going to leave it out, but he had, see, he came back. He says, no. He says that, you see, a Raya from Agamara, that once there's a Chiyuv to pay, once there's a Chiyuv to return, and the only poter is Hareish Chol Fanecha, and even though that poter is being undone by an Oines, you're still considered to be Chayav to pay. Because otherwise, according to the Rav, this Gemara wouldn't make any sense. Okay, good. We added a little noifah from Truma Sakri. We're going to get back to that story. Which Gemara is the Rav against? That's a Beferish Gemara. The Rav says, Dabar Gomer, the moment is only an absolute achrayas. Beferish Gemara, Maseches Pesachim. Everybody's Gemara say Pesachim? No one saw Gemara Pesachim? No one's getting ready for Pesach yet? There's two busy learning about Purim. The guy's getting ahead of me in the Mount of Kermis? Yeah, and it's still hacking it out. Hezek Shin and Nikko. The truth is, it's a technical writer. He says, because Agamar calls Dovra Gurm Lamamun, the Mamun Dami, the fact that according to Rabbi Yaakov, that's called Dovra Gurm Lamamun. Because if the shore would have existed, you would have been able to get away by saying Rashi Alfanecha. If the shore would disappear, you wouldn't be able to say Rashi Alfanecha. If the halacha would be that if the shore was blown away by a tornado, you would still be able to say Hareish Chol Fanecha, then that wouldn't qualify as a davar gomer b'mamon. That was good. So comes the second Pesachim and builds on the following Zeres HaKosv. It says in the Chumash, V'lo yero l'cho chometz. You're not allowed to own chometz in Pesach. Only if the chometz is yours. If you have a chometz of a goy in your reshus, that's perfectly okay. In the Torah, but even with the Rabbanan most of the time, chometz shel akom is mutter. Comes the Gemara and says, but there's an exception to this rule, and that is, if you're a makabel pikdainus min anochrim, with a kabbalah sachrayas, the gemara on the bottom of him with base, imsochim. The gemara says if you're a makabel achrayas on chometz of a goy, If the guy just leaves it in your house and I say, listen, I'm not taking any responsibility for it, no achrayus, that's fine. But if I say, listen, no problem, leave it here and I'll watch it. If something happens, I'll reimburse you for it. That's an issur deraisa by Rav Motzi, even though the chometz is not mine. That's the din. So the Gemara begins to analyze that halacha. Where does that halacha come from? What is that halacha all about? So comes the Gemara and says, if you hold that davar gram the moment is kemamun dami, so then I understand perfectly well why that halacha is true, because it's the classic davar gram the moment. You left me something; the existence of that schnapps that I'm watching will exempt me from paying you. The absence of that schnapps is going to cost me money, and I have to reimburse you for it. So I have a relationship. The Yisrael now has a relationship with that Baal HaShnaps, the relationship called Davar Gram L'Mamun. So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Shimon, says the Gemara, that Davar Gram L'Mamun is Kimamun Dami. It's Kimamun L'Gabi Kefal. It's Kimamun L'Gabi Dal Behei. It's Kimamun Kol Tarakula. So it's Kimamun Dami. L'Chus Chometz as well. So I am considered to be the owner of this Chometz. It's just as the Shor is called Re'ehu, so too the Chometz is called Shulcha. So according to Rabbi Shimon, this halacha makes perfect sense. The fact Kabbalah Sechrayis is a mechayven by Rav Motzi fits in beautifully into Rabbi Shimon's worldview of Davar Gram L'Mamun. El the Rabbanon, it's not a problem, right? According to the Rabbanon who deny Davar Gram L'Mamun, this doesn't make any sense. Like, says, you're right. According to the Rabbanon, it only works because it's Gzeiras HaKosov. Shaniach Dem Elohim Motzi. It's a special pasuk, a special riba by Chometz, where even the Rabbanon who generally denied Davar Gram L'Mamun by Chometz, somehow they agree to it. So that's the Shach Matan, the Gemara at the bottom of Hamad Beis in Pesachim. What did the Gemara say again? That according to Bishimon, I understand perfectly well. I don't even need a pasuk. I understand perfectly well according to Bishimon why either by Rav Matzai and Chometz Shal Pikadon, Chometz Shal Hachrayas, based on the regular didim of Davar Gram L'Mamun. So what the Gemara just said is that the third case of Davar Gram L'Mamun, not just in Bava Kama, this is Lagabe, right? This is Lagabe Neder. Not just Bav Metzia Legabe Shomer, where the Raiva told us what? Davar Gram L'Mamun doesn't apply. There's another case of Davar Gram L'Mamun in Pesachim, Legabe by Rav Ha'imotzei, where it very much is Kimamun. The Gemara says, you don't even need a pasuk for it. It's obvious according to the Shimon. According to the Raiva, this is a very, very big problem. This Sugim Pesachim, the application of Davar Gram L'Mamun, Legabe by Rav Ha'imotzei, is this closer to Bava Kama? Or is this closer to Bav Metzia? What kind of level of achrayus is it? Is it complete, total lack of exception achrayus? Or is it limited responsibility? Which one is it? In Pesachim Daf Hamad Beis. And then say, come on, everyone wake up. What kind of achrayus is it? Complete or not complete? What? On Hamad Beis in Pesachim. Who's with us? No one's awake today. Complete or incomplete? Incomplete. It's a shame there. He's a shomer. He's not chayvin everything. What did the Raiva tell us? The Raiva in Bav Metzia told us that whenever it's incomplete, achrayus, whenever there's a chishon in the degree of achrayus, that's not called Davar Gram L'Mamun. The only time it meets the mark of Davar Gram L'Mamun is when it's 100% over here. It's 100% achrayus. There is nothing you could possibly do to get out of pain if this animal disappears. Nothing you could tell the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing. By a shomer, we'll call it a 75% achrayus. After all, if the animal gets lost or pshia, you get held responsible. If it's geneva, it's going to depend on your shomachin and shomasachar. If it's ba'ines, maybe even a shomasachar is bother. Sometimes chayv, sometimes bother. It fluctuates. This is not called kimono. The reason why this is a big X is dafka because it's 75%. So I ask you about saying, psachim by Rav Motzi. What number should be here? A little math about saying. Should I make 100% or 75%? This is 75. This is a mafkid v'shomer. This is kemos achrayus of a mafkid v'shomer. This is a 75%er. As a 75%er, how in the world can the Gemara say kemamun dami? According to the Raiva, this is a perfect example of lav kemamun dami. This is a kasha. Everyone saw this kasha. No one thought it's kasha. And you saw the Gemara. Who here saw the Gemara himself on today? Okay, so you saw the Gemara himself. Who here saw the Raiva? I can't have any tightness. If you didn't see the Raiva, you didn't see the Gemara Pesachim, it's hard to believe you would have thought of this kasha on your own. But assuming that you throw the Raiva and you saw the Gemara Pesachim, you should have realized immediately that the two things are contradicting one another. Okay, everyone with us? Who's with us so far? Now that we've all seen it together as a tzibur. Everyone agrees? Everyone's with us? All hands up? Fidei Moshe, right? Up, up, up. Fidei Moshe Kvedim, can't hold it. Okay, everyone's happy. Okay. Das kasha. Now, I don't want to give a Baal Bahat B'Shateretz for two reasons. First of all, we don't like Baal Bahat B'Shateretz. And second of all, I just read an article recently that said that they don't like that term, a Baal Bahat B'Shateretz, because it leads to that inferiority complex of Baal Bahat. Baal Bahat shouldn't feel that it's so inferior. It's a good thing. A guy learns in yeshiva for a month of years, whatever it is, and he's ready to go out to work. He goes out to work. He should feel good about himself. He shouldn't feel, I used to be a yeshiva bachur. Now I'm never a Baal Bahat. So we should stop telling the kids at the age of 6 years old when they give a Shvach HaTeretz, ah, that's a Baal Bahat B'Shateretz. You should call it a Kalim Diketer. I call it everyone. Don't call it a Baal Bahat. It's a bad term. Right? It's interesting. Okay. Rabbi saying, but I could give a Baal Bahat Shateretz. This is really a Lom de Shateretz. And I could say, what? I could say we got the facts wrong. We learned Pesachim Dafyam Abayz wrong. Maybe in Dafyam Abayz, we're talking about what kind of Achrayas? Maybe we don't even know math. Forget about Nakamon Pesachim. We don't even know any math. Maybe we thought it was 75% is really 100%. How could that be? Have you ever heard of any Shomer who's chayv at 100%? I mean, almost 100%, 99.9%? Who? A Shoyel, right? I mean, it's almost everything. A Shoyel is potter, a little bit, little teeny bits. Right, what's a Shoyel potter on? What? A Shoyel is potter for two things. Potter, I said it before, Meisimach is Belocha and Bayal of Imo. The boy said that was my other high school interview. The same year, I was in 8th grade, I applied for two schools. One school I couldn't read the Rosh HaTevis, and the other school I applied for, I was asked the following question. They asked me, when is a Shoyel Potter? I got it right. And you know who asked me that question? None other than Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn. He was the Bochen at the time, the MTA, and I was terrified. Terrified. And you were probably terrified also. Okay? Baruch Hashem, I got it right. Then, somebody else gave me another part of the interview, Narbekon. He asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I responded, I wanted to be a doctor. That was my response. And they asked me the following question, what right do you have to be a doctor? I said, if I could just Baruch or make somebody sick, who are you to make them better? That was the question. They made you think in those days. Not every time I got into MTA those days. I didn't say those days in contrast to these days. I'm just saying it. I didn't even go to MTA in the end. I went to the first school. I couldn't read the Rosh HaTevis. So what was my answer? What? I didn't quote them. I quote the Pesach Parshas Mishpatim. And somehow, somewhere in the back deep set recess of my mind, at some point in my SAR career, we must have learned that in Parshas Mishpatim. And I said, I think it says somewhere in the Chumash about Varapo Yerapen. So I think somewhere that teaches us you're allowed to go to a doctor. I said, okay, not bad. They accepted me. And I did, Baruch Hashem. Okay. See, the guys who didn't cut the Shia, you're only going to get the second half of that joke. You're never going to hear the first half, ever. Okay. Come back for the Purim party. Maybe we'll fill you in. Okay, good. All right, Rabbi, getting back to this. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. So, maybe it's 100%. What do we mean? It's not 100%. Maybe, Hochem HaMayaskin and Pesachim Dafyam HaBeis, we're talking about a very unique kind of a Shomer. Maybe it's called a Shoyel. Maybe the din is that only a Shoyel is Chayev. Maybe a Shomechim Shomesorcha Takanar Chayev. If that would be true, then at least we could breathe a sigh of relief for the Raivin. That's not really a Baal Bahat B'Shateretz, because there is a Taisus in Maseches Bamot Tzi of all places that Pei Beis. The Taka says that only a Shoyel is Chayev and by Rav Matzei, because that's a Shomer. Dosh is a Kabbalah Achrayas. But Beinenu, it's still a Baal Bahat B'Shateretz, or whatever you want to call it. You know why? Because the Raivit doesn't hold that way. The Raivit Hilchos Chometz Matzah Zichah doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds, Rambam writes for Feirish, even the degree of Shomer Socher could potentially make you Chayev. Some Yisharim even holds Shomer Chinam, which is the further question after now. But the Rambam says Beferish Hilchos Chometz Matzah Shomer Socher is enough. And the Raivit doesn't say a word. The Raivit knew how to disagree with the Rambam if he wanted to. And since the Raivit did it, Mishtikas HaRaivit, it's clear that nobody holds like that. It's a nice tesis for collector's items and Pebeis and Babatzia, but Lamaisa, nobody really holds that way. So we're back to square one. So Rabbi said, we had a big problem. We do still, our math is wrong. We're back to 75%, and we're back to the conclusion that according to the Raivit, this Gemara Pesachim is wrong. Or better said, based on the Gemara Pesachim, the Raivit, L'chara, should be discounted. Yes, that's a different shayla. Why the Rambam says Shem Mesachin and Shem Mechinam? It's the Rambam Lashita, so we're going to push it. Nah. Shem Mesachin is not complete Achrayas.
No, but maybe you're saying a 65%.
No, no. 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 But the Gemara links it to Davar Gram Lamam. The Gemara says, Bish Hani Chalamandi of Davar Gram Lamam Kumam and Dami, that's why over by Rabbi Matze. That's the Ferish Gemara. The Gemara says, Hanicha, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need a Pasuk for this. If you can figure it out based on Rabbi Shimon and Baba Kama, you can extrapolate from here to here. That's a Ferish Gemara in Psachim, the family base. Hanicha, Rabbi Shimon.
It could be like levels.
That's a Hanicha. It's not so Hanicha. Because the Rabbanan had exerced a kosev, the Gemara, we think we're first. The Gemara says, Ha Nichal Rabbi Shimon, who says, Davar Gram Lamam Kumam Dami, I don't even need a pasuk. I can figure out totally on my own. According to the Rabbi, figure out one on your own. It's Bechlal not Shaykh. It's not the same sugya. That's 100%, it's 75%. It's Bechlal not Shaykh. The whole line of the Gemara make, Mamash, doesn't make any sense. Oh, the Romans are ready. 10 steps ahead of us. Hang in there. So Rabbi said, this is a big problem. This problem has occupied the minds of Gedolei Olam for hundreds of years. This kasha. We're going to give a tipa min hayam for Mahalach. In Slabotka, in the Shirim of the Divrei Cheskel, this is how they tackle this raya. Divya Cheskel goes back to the drawing board, back to the Raivin above Mitzvah, back to Shibu Kibetzis. Shibu Kibetzis made, in effect, equations. He said, when you have 100% Achrayus, das is Davar Gram Lamaman. That's called Davar Gram Lamaman Kimaman. When you have anything short of that, the number's arbitrary number, so it's not a Davar Gram Lamaman. That's the Raivin Shibu Kibetzis said. Yesh lachkor, what do I say? What's the nature of the split? What is it conceptually about 100% achrayas that does the trick? And when the numbers dip beneath 100%, it falls short. What are the two terms of chakira we need here? Come on, throw out some chakira terms. Come on, kavachetza, nah. Din kloli, din prati, nah. There's a siba simen. There's definitely a siba simen one. No question about it. Rabbi say, is this the reason? The reason why Davra Gram Lamam is Kibam Dami is because you have 100% Achrayas? And the reason why Davra Gram Lamam is Lav Kibam Dami is because you're lacking 100% Achrayas? The numbers are the Geirin, no pun intended, they're the Siba, they're the cause for the resulting Halacha? Or B'chlauna? The numbers are indicative of something. When you have 100% achrayas, that opens up your eyes. That's a measuring rod of something that's present. That's a raya that there's a certain halachic principle playing out. And it's really that halachic principle we haven't identified yet that is the source of the halacha, that is the cause of the halacha of Davar Gram Lamam Kumam Dami. 100% is not the reason, 100% is the proof that that halachic principle is present. If all you have is 75%, then that chemical is not present in the solution. What is the chemical? What's the real gun? What's the real Siba? If you view these numbers, they're not really the Siba. Says the V'Yecheskel. The real Sibas, Ha-Halocha, Sibas Adin, if Davar Gram Lamam Kumam Dami, is as follows. Let's go back to the drawing board, back to the first case. Case of a neder. A guy takes a neder. He's going to bring a carbon to the base of it. From the moment that he takes the neder, something was teife, something was chal. What was chal? He has a chiyuv. Klap in the Rebbeinu Shlom, klap in the Beis Hamikdash. He has an IOU to the gizbar right now. That's payable. It's chay shemish, but dinim amnis. Besides his neder l'achad devar, there's dinim amnis. And if he doesn't pay up, the Beis is going to come. The gizbar is going to come and take away his property. He was mechayev himself. Nobody asked him to take this neder. If I enter into a contract with you, I signed the dotted line with you, I'm chayef to pay. Amiras of the gevur can be seen rustle the hadyot. And amiras is a serious thing in the realm of the Beis HaMikdash. It's typhus, nidim ominous. So there is a pre-existing condition called a chiyuv neder that creates a shibud moment, creates chiyuv nidin moment, that is chal for the moment of the dibur. Now, this animal enters into the picture, and it happens to be this animal that the guy is now putting aside to be yotze, this neder, this is going to be the vehicle to pater him from the chiyuv moment. That's the goal of this animal. This animal is going to be the way that he gets out of this chiyuv moment. So Rabbi Shimon has an unbelievable chiddush. It's so unbelievable, nobody else believed it. Nobody else bought into it. Only Rabbi Shimon. The Halakha Tana of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Nigla Kol Nistaros HaTorah, he looked at this animal and he said, licked in this animal is called your mammon. This animal now belongs to you. This animal belongs to me. It's Hektish L'Shamayim. How does this animal belong to me? It's not mine. Because this animal is the vehicle for getting you out of a pre-existing condition. The existence of this animal will be pati yachayv, and the absence of this animal is going to cost you a pretty penny. That pre-existing chayv is mamon. That chayv mamon transforms this animal to be called your mamon. That's Rabbi Shimon's worldview of Dover Gram the mamon. Did you say that Dover Zoktiv Yecheskel? Is that there has to be a chayv mamon to begin with. When you have a pre-existing chiyuv mamon, and now we're using something to exempt you from that chiyuv mamon, even though you don't really own this item. This item is hekdesh l'shamayim, but since this item can be used to exempt you from your pre-existing chiyuv mamon, it's chalon, it's teifas, and this is shem mamon. That's Rabbi Shimon's unbelievable chiddush. That's what's going on in Bava Kamma. The Rabbanan looked at this animal and said, "What's vakeful in this animal? Is nishkin shariyehu? It's not Shariyehu." And Rabbi Shimon bent over back and said, "No, this is called Shariyehu. Because there's a chiyuv moment that I have. This animal is in place of this chiyuv moment. Zet zachateh, zet tmurazeh, zet chalifazeh. This animal's teifes is chalon, nitfas on it, a shame moment. It's moment of bailim. It's Shariyehu nechayv kefal dalvei." Zok tevi cheskel. What if it's not that way? What if there's no chiyuv moment to talk about? What if there never was a chiyuv moment to begin with? There never was a pre-existing condition. I wasn't chayiv yet. It's just a strange thing. It happens to be that there's a piece of property, a piece of an animal or something, a cheftza sitting around in my property that doesn't really belong to me. But if something happens to this cheftza, I'm going to have to pay for it. Not that I was chaya from a week ago and this animal is being poked at chiyuv. No, I don't have any pre-existence. There's no chiyuv yet. I don't know anybody, anything at this point. It's just, it happens to be, I entered into some kind of contractual agreement that if this animal, this chetzah gets lost, I'm going to have to pay for it. But there never was a pre-existing chiyuv. Says the Yecheskel, Vosva dover gron the moment kemom dam. Does the dover gron the moment? That the fact that the animal disappears, you're going to have to pay for it. That makes it your animal? Why should that make it to your moment? That just means, like the Rabbanan say, if the animal disappears, you have to pay for it. But that's going to make it into your moment. The only thing that can make it into your moment is the pre-existing chiyuv. The absence of a pre-existing chiyuv, we can't begin to discuss that. Says the Yecheskel, how do you know? How do you measure? It's very tricky. How do you know whether there's a pre-existing chiyuv and the role of the animal is a potif for the pre-existing chiyuv? Or how do you know that there's no pre-existing chiyuv? How do you know? How do you measure? How do you certain which type of relationship you're talking about? What's the answer? It's very simple, cheshbon. Very simple math. How do you know whether the goal of the cheftza is to be potif for a pre-existing relationship, or it's from here on in that the chiyuv is going to be chal? No? How do you tell? How would you measure? What's the answer? What? If what? Is it 100% or not? Whatever I'm chayev, no matter what in the world happens to this animal, that's a dead giveaway. For what piece of information? What does that teach me? That shows me there's a pre-existing chiyuv. Because I don't care how this animal disappeared. The Gizbar couldn't care less whether it was struck by lightning, was thrown away by a tornado, was taken away by a tsunami. It's the Chlal doesn't interest the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Because where does the Chiyuv come from? The Chiyuv isn't emanating from the destruction of this animal. Where's the Chiyuv emanating from? From last week's neder. It's almost like a Harei Shechol Fanecha. It means you have a Chiyuv from before you. You're trying to get out of your Chiyuv with presenting this animal to the Beis HaMikdash. If you present the animal, Matoiv. And if you don't present the animal, I don't care why you're not. The Beis HaMikdash is b'chol not interested. It doesn't really matter. If you owe the Beis HaMikdash money, you owe the money. It doesn't matter how the animal disappeared. The chiyuv isn't emanating from the destruction of the animal, from the absence of the animal. The chiyuv is emanating from the pre-existing condition. Whenever you see the number 100% on the board, you know you can plug in the following yesod of the Yecheskel. 100% automatically translates to mean chiyuv mikaydem, pre-existing chiyuv. Whenever you see the number 75%, what does that mean? 75% means, guess what? If this animal disappears, sometimes you're chayev and sometimes you're potter. What kind of halach is that? What images are we conjuring up in our mind? What's the cause of my chiyuv? Is the cause of my chiyuv something that predated the absence of the animal? What's the cause of my chiyuv? Where's the chiyuv emanating from? From something happening to the animal. Because the animal got lost, I'm responsible. So it depends. If it got stolen, maybe yes. If it got hit by lightning, maybe no. If I was Peshaya, maybe yes. If it was a tsunami, maybe no. Case by case. 75% is not really the goyim of the halacha. Whenever you see the number 75%, you could safely assume that what? Ein chiyuv mikodem. And when there's no chiyuv mikodem, what halacha no longer applies even according to Rabbi Shimon? There's no longer davar gadol. That's the yesod in the Ravid. When everyone read that Ravid, until Slobotka, I don't think anyone thought about this Ravid in these terms, that, except for the Ravid. Zach Divichas, that's what the Ravid meant. No question about it. Kumta Divichasklan says, it's based on this beer. Now we get to the punchline. Says the Ravid, says the Divichas, that's the Ravid, don't look at numbers. Don't be misled by statistics. Don't think 100% is always this, etc. These are ways of measuring. What if I have a particular situation where it happens to be, for some technical quirk, I'm not chayv 100%, but there is a chiyuv mikaydim. We know for a fact, we have documented that there is a chiyuv mikaydim. I know that absolute certainty there is a chiyuv mikaydim. It happens to be the chiyuv mikaydim was formulated in such a way that is a chiyuv mikaydim, we're going to give you a break. If something happens, 10% of the time, it won't make you have to pay that chiyuv. What if we would formulate such an agreement like that? What would you say? It's only 75%. So what? If 75%, 100% are the sibas achiyuv, so it doesn't matter. Beis atam shehu. If you don't have 100%, then you don't have davar gadol mamon. Once you've redefined the role of 100% versus 75% as factors of raya's rather than sibas, then imtum tzalaymar, the numbers don't match up, but the siba is or is not there, then the din is going to be true or not true based on the siba. Says Divya Cheskel, this is the punchline of Psochem. You rabbi say, what's the punchline? Who could tell me? Dr. Berman already said it before. I don't understand Bechlau the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. Bechlau. Before the Yecheskel, I don't understand Bechlau the Gemara's talking about. Gemara says, a guy gave you something to watch. If you are Shomer, Shomechim, Shomesachim, Shomer, whatever degree of Shom you think is necessary, you become Chayven by Rav Emotzi. Because you're Chayven Achrayas. Really? Beinenu. Did the Dinah Shmir apply between a Jew and a guy? What does the Torah say? The whole Pasha Shem breaks down between the Jew and the Greek. There's no din of Pasha Shem. All the Mishpat doesn't apply. Pasha Shem doesn't apply. Isha Re'eu Ksiv. So what's for Chiyuv Achrayas? Give me a case of Chiyuv Achrayas. I want to know a case. Give me a case. I'm watching something for a guy. What's for Chiyuv Achrayas? Where's the Chiyuv Achrayas? The answer is, there's only one way to explain the Gemara's Mitzvah before the Rav even entered into history. Every Gemara that discusses a Jew watching them for a guy is presupposing that something happened. What happened? There was an agreement that was made to be chayav and achrayim. Not just Parshas Hashomrim. Not Parshas Mishpatim. There was a real formal agreement. How that agreement was signed and sealed and delivered, did it require a shtar? Did it require kiddush halipin? Maybe dibra la? You have to limbo mitzvah to figure out what is necessary to create, to superimpose the chiyuv. But I can tell you one thing it ain't. It ain't Parshas Hashomer. That's for sure it's not. Comes into the Yechezkel and says, when you're dealing with Parshas Hashomerim, is Parshas Hashomer pre-existing Chiyuv? When does the Chiyuv begin? When the animal's gone. Close by the animal's there, there's no Chiyuv yet. Every Shomer's Chiyuv, imagine, I give you a car to watch. So we say like this, from the minute that you're watching the car, you're really Chiyuv to pay for the destruction of the car, it's just that the car wasn't destroyed yet. That's like, right? No, don't laugh at it, because there's a whole sugya in Lamedal and Bezing Subas about that. We're going to spend about 2 weeks on that. But don't laugh at it too bad. But the Pasha Dvarim is that it's ridiculous. It's mamish backwards. I give you the car to watch. You're doing me a favor, you're watching. You're not chayiv yet. You're chayiv in tashlumin. It's just that if the car wasn't stolen, then you get out of the tashlumin. It sounds ridiculous. You're not chayiv in tashlumin yet. There's no chayiv yet. There's nothing. Pasha Shon doesn't dictate a chayiv tashlumin. Unless you're dealing with, strangely enough, if you're dealing with a shomer mafkir who of a guy, then by definition there has to have been some written agreement, some signed agreement, some kidding agreement. There has to be, otherwise the psachim doesn't make any sense. There is no case of psachim dafem beis by goyim. There is no shomer by goyim. Every shomer by goyim is automatically that one type of a shomer that's a chiyuv mikoydim. We agreed I'm only going to be chayv in 75% of the time. Who cares? Irrelevant. True but irrelevant. 75% doesn't matter, and 100% doesn't matter. The only thing that really matters is chiyuv mikoydim and chiyuv mikoydim. The Gemara Pesachim by default must be talking about that there was some kind of a kinyan chayvus beforehand. Otherwise, the whole sugya would fall flat on its face. Once there's a chiyuv mikoydim, so then it doesn't concern us what the degrees the statistics are. Then the Gemara Pesachim becomes much closer to the sugya of what? Of Bava Kamma. So if I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, in the worldview of the Ravid, I have three sugyas, okay? I have Bava Kamma, I have Bava Metzia, and I have Pesachim. Okay? Bava Kamma is talking about a neder to the Beis HaMikdash. Bava Metzia is talking about a Shomer, and Pesachim is talking about a Shomer, right? Which of these three are closer to one another, and which is fundamentally different? If I would show your average guy these three things, I'd say Bava Kamma is talking about a neder to the Beis HaMikdash, Bava Metzia is talking about watching somebody's animal, Pesachim is talking about watching a guy's bottle of schnapps. If I ask you which of these two are closer to one another and which is radically different, I would say that anyone who didn't go to Slobodka would immediately say, obviously the two Shomim cases are similar. These are Shomim, this is Shomim. There's a neder to the Beis HaMikdash. In the world of the Divi Cheskel, the world of Slobodka, the heart of Lita, which two are closer? Pesachim is significantly closer to what? To Bava Kamma than it is to Bava Metzia. You know why? Because the only thing that the word Shomer doesn't really matter. The word Neder doesn't really matter. What really matters is Kodem, Achshav, Kodem. In Bava Kamma, there was a Chiyuv Mikodem. In Pesachim, there was by force to be a Chiyuv Mikodem. In Bava Metzia, the Chiyuv is taking place right now in Achshav. That's all that matters in the Sikh of Devon and Bava. Pretty impressive, Divya Chesk, all right?
Don't bother me from that sugya. That was a special contract that has nothing to do with Shira, and you have no rayas or any inferences from anything from that sugya about Bayra, Bayi Masi, by Shmira.
You mean rayas in terms of his pshia enough, other things enough,
or what type of shomer? What was the case of it?
No, we were trying to. There was machlokes of Rishayim about what type of a shomer is considered to be enough for that din of.
I can't beat a die from that gemara because that's not Shmira.
Well, we're making. No, you could still be medayik as to what dargas qualify for the exercise course of Bayerov, I would say. According to the Rabban, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's hard to be medayik. But according to the Rabban, at the end of the day, you need exercise course of the Talmud. The exercise course of it is something that mimics Shmir, even though it's not actual Shmir.
Between Shimon and Joy, making a 75% relationship type thing, versus
the
Torah and the
Joy
making a
75%. Pasha Shmira, when you're going with Pasha Shmira, Pasha Mishpatim, it's intuitively obvious that there's no Chiyah beforehand. Unless you sign the dotted line, I'm hereby obligating myself.
It's the same thing if it gets lost from a typhoon, then it's not
going to. But when you sign and you made a kinyan to be mechayiv yourself, the shmirah, the bichaskel is assuming, that means there's a chiyuv that's chal right now. There's a chiyuv, that's like taking a neder to the Beis HaMikdash. It's like committing yourself to the Beis Hamikdash. You committed yourself to pay. Shmir is not that. Shmir just means I'm committing myself to watch it. If it gets ruined, we'll talk about it later. But a verbal commitment or a written commitment or a kinyan commitment, whatever makes the commitment, that is a different type of a commitment than hilchos shmir. That's as you say. There's a chiyuv to return. There's a chiyuv for me to watch the object, to return the object. But there is no chiyuv that if the object gets destroyed, I'm chayiv from now to pay. No. That's not true by Shomim. The chlal not true by Shomim. Nothing happened yet. The animal's not gone yet. The animal's here. I created a din shomer myself. One of the din shomerim is that if and when something happens later, I become chayiv. That the whole that was the whole yisod of Rabbi Shimon, that only when there's a chiyuv mam mikodem, then we could say zeh tachas zeh.
Why is that meaning?
That's what Dabar Gerlamo means. That there is a chiyuv mam here. There's this floating chiyuv mam. Something that's parech ba'avik called the chiyuv mam. Now once there's a chefza that we can say that chiyuv mam is chal to that chefza, that makes it into in the dinakim mam.
But there's actually a chiyuv mam mikodem for that to happen.
There's no chiyuv mamon yet, so how all of a sudden yesh b'yayin something becomes davar gerlam k'mamon dami? That doesn't exist. What makes this animal my mamon? The animal belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. It's only because I already have a chiyuv mamon. I already have a relationship. I already have an obligation. That takes it. Right. That's the yisod of the mitzvah. So, Beis Hamikdash, yeah.
There's something that is chiyuv mamon because it's a contract.
Right.
Is that
pashut? I don't know. The b'chesed was pashut. I hear the nakud everyone's picking on. I hear. The Neinu, I was also worried about that. But as I stay in the Vichasko, I hear you. Rabbi Sai, this is sorry from the Vichasko to defend the Raivim. But not all Dover Girl in the moment are equal. Sometimes there's a Chiyam Mikayim and sometimes not. This is Emes Lamitai. But the application to this Sugi Masechet Pesachim is highly controversial. Rabbi Sai, let's go back to the Gemara Pesachim for a moment. Those who didn't learn the Gemara yet, so probably will, you know, okay, I read you the Gemara, you know, it sounded great, sounded gavaldic. Those who did read the Gemara may have noticed that I stopped short in reading the Gemara. You notice? I only read you half the Gemara. I read you the Lishna Kama in the Gemara. I was honest, I didn't mislead you. I read the Lishna Kama. Yeah, it's Chazer for a second. The Gemara says we have this din called Kabbalah Sechrayas. Right? Kabbalah Sechrayas is a Machayim by Rabbi Matzah. The Gemara is trying to relate this to Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, Hanichel Rabbi Shimon, to make sense. And the Rabbanim, Michael and Meimar, and the Gemara says, Xer Sechosim. So I didn't tell you anything natural. I told you the first Lashon. But now the Gemara makes an about face. Ika Diyamri. Some Talmidim sitting around in Bavel had a different presentation of what the Shach V'Tayr should be at this point. Ika D'Amri, some say as follows. Hanicha l'man di'omar, Dover Gram l'mamon lav k'mamon dami. If you hold like the Rabbanon that Dover Gram l'mamon is lav k'mamon dami, then I understand the din. Why? Hanid Itzrich lo yimatzei. Then I understand why there's a Gzeres HaKosov. There's a brisa that says Pemole learns after the pasuk Lo Yimotzei. It doesn't say Lo Yimotzei L'Chabavatei. It says Lo Yimotzei that notwithstanding the din of Lo Yirah L'Cha, that there's a din of Shalcha Yatarov Darosh Alagayim. There's another pasuk that says Lo Yimotzei, which teaches us even if it's not Shalcha, i.e. if it's Shalachrayas. So there's a Xeris Akosa that tells me the din by Chometz that you're over. So now the Gemara flips around. Lishna Basa flips around and says Hanicha if you hold like the Rabbanan. The Dover girl, the mamon is lav kemamon. I mean, kol tar kulam of a kamba and see it's never kemamon. How did it shuk kral lo yimotzi? Then I understand why I need a pasuk. What's the kash? El man di yomer kemamon dami. But if you hold that kemamon dami, lo yimotzi lamali. What the Gemara thought before was great was hunky dory according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is now turning around on its head and he asks a kash from Rabbi Shimon. There's a brisa, Rabbi Sai. The facts are the brisa tells us. Lo Yimotzei is the source for Kabbalah Sechrayas. Lulei this Gzeres HaKosov, I never would have been over by Rav Yimotzei. Because it's not mine. So we have a pasuk, Lo Yimotzei. It teaches me Chometz, Shekibo, Alav, Achrayus, Ova Vayimatzi, right? This is the Brice, okay? Vayimatzi teaches me Chometz, Shekibo, Alav, Achrayus, Ova Vayimatzi. That's a fact. So says the Gemara, according to the Rabbanon, I understand. Why I need a pasuk? Because the starting point would have been, right? It's Lavkim Ramadami, Kamash Malon, Zeres HaKosov. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that we know in Kol Torah Kula, I know it already from Bavakama days. I already know it's called Shara Eyo. So I could have figured out on my own that this is called Chomet Shali. What do I need a pasuk for? Right? Comes the Gemara and says, no. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, I need a pasuk. What does it mean? What do the words mean? When did Rabbi Shimon say that Dover Grown the moment is Kamama Dummy? What was the original case in the camera, if I say? What was the original case? I have an animal that belongs to the base of Mikdash. I took a neder. I'm going to bring this animal to the base of Mikdash. I have a chrayus to this animal. You go ahead and steal this animal. You shech the animal. It's gone. This animal's gone now. I take you to the employer and I say, pay me kefel, pay me dalv hay. Why? Because ich bin a davar gerl mamon. This animal is my davar gerl mamon. This is costing me the hektish. When the gizbar asks me to pay, I'm stuck. I'm going to have to write a check to the base of Mikdash. You were mafsid me mamon. Davar gerl mamon, kemamon dami. This deal of Dover Gerl Mamon Kemamon Damin is taking place when? After this Chayfetz is what? Is no longer what? Is no longer what? It's no longer around. We're being done on a Chayfetz that was Gerl Mamon. Its presence would have saved me. Its absence is costing me. That's Dover Gerl Mamon. In Chometz, what's going on in Chometz? The guy asked me to watch his Baal HaShnaps. Where's the Baal HaShnaps? What? It's sitting right here. It has disappeared yet. No one drank it yet. The Chometz is here. Fusfat Dover Gerl Mamon. When do we say Dover Gerl Mamon is Kemam and Dami? That's Kozman. That this Dover Gerl Mamon has taka disappeared. Once it's no longer here, then we can begin to discuss. The Rabbanan said there's nothing to discuss. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. The absence, remember, the absence of this chayfetz, the absence has already occurred. Once the absence of the chayfetz occurs, then we can plug in Dover Gerl Mamon Kemam and Dami. But if the chayfetz is still intact, Vosfat Dover Gerl Mamon, this is Mishkin Dover Gerl Mamon, according to Rabbi Shimon. Feri Shigmar Pesachim Dav Vavam Ra'alef, at least in the Lishna Basra. So therefore, now what's the therefore in by Rav Motzei? Therefore, Tacha, even according to Rabbi Shimon, the regular rules of Dover Gerl Mamon would not have kicked in. What's the Kamash Malon? That Alpha Bichain, you still love it by Rabbi Matzi. Don't ask any kashas. So what did the Gemara just tell us? A gewaldige word. The Gemara just told us a gewaldige limitation in Rabbi Shimon. It took us an hour to get to this limitation, but it's a lashon ba'asim psochem. That even Rabbi Shimon, the biggest believer in Dover Gerl Mamon, that svar of Dover Gerl Mamon breaks down, calls man that the object is still intact. That's psochem davav amrach. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, you have an unbelievable voice. You want a taina? That was in the Hav Amina. Kamash Malon Leibot. Say that what? That we misunderstood Dover Gerl Mamon. Dover Gerl Mamon means even when it's still intact. That's what you want to say. It's a machloikis neibud in the ktsais. Had a limp shot of that gemara. What's the Kamash Malon? What we're saying the ktsais now. The ktsais is the ktsais at gezok. The Kamash Malon is not the Dover Gerl Mamon changed. We were 100% right in our analysis of Dover Gerl Mamon. It's only limited to when the object is no longer here. It's exerus hakosov. It's a quirk in the space. He still loved by Rav Matzah. Rabbi say, everyone got it? Never got the Gemara Pesachim? Rabbi say, we've been big fans of the Ktsaisis family. We've quoted his brother. We quoted his brother's grandson-in-law or something. Now we're going to quote his son. Ktsaisis son. Hikshali b'ni. The Ktsois writes, my son, Yosef HaKoyim. Ktsois was Rari Leib, his brother was Yehuda. Hikshali b'ni Rabbi Yosef HaKoyim. He asked me the following kasha. This is what, I guess if you have a father Ktsois, this is the kind of kashas that you ask. son asked him the following caption. The Gemara at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin. It's in the Perchelek. Not the Mos Mashiach, Plat Chis Amazing Bar. There's one daf in Chelek that's the Gela Maisa. I mean, not Mashal Maisa, but it's one sugya of Lomdus. What is it? Yoni Dachas. The end of Yoni Dachas. Let's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin pretty much. There's a din hechzeh, lo hoyev lo yeh, never happened, never will happen, but tayri lamda nitzarech adresh v'kabel schar. The din is, v'yaz kol shalola tikpa tzatechova v'sarafta v'esh, anything that belongs to the anshi of nidachas goes up in smoke. Comes in where it's the following shayla. What's the din? To ask the shayla. You have an nidachas. What are the guys losing their nidachas? Happened to have been Makhtesh a carbon through the Rebbeinu Shalom. He took a ned, the Harelite, to be a carbon. And he designated an animal for that purpose. So it's behemoth hektish. But he's chayv in a chrayis. He took a ned. Is that animal called his property? Or is that animal not called his property? That's the Gemara Shad. What's the deal? If it's called his property, then it's Ton Sreifa. It's not called his property, it's not Ton Sreifa. Gemara says, what does that depend on? You guessed it. Machlekes who and who? Rabbi Shimon the Rabban. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, Davar Gur the moment kicks in, so we have a fourth sug of Davar Gur the moment. We now have not only Bavakamba, but Metziya, Psach, and we now have Sanhedrin. Subis for good luck also. Okay. We have Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, Davar Gur the moment kicks in, and therefore it's called Shlau of the Anshe Nidachas, and it's Ton Sreifa. According to the Rabbanans, Nishkin Tonsreif. It's not Tonsreif. No? If you were the son of the Ketzais, what would you ask your father? If you had one thing to ask your father, what would you ask him? Sachben, it's still here. It hasn't been destroyed yet. No pun intended, Mamishtana, this animal from Sachem Davov. What's the difference between what the Gemara and Sachem Davov says that Kozman, the Chomitz is still intact, the din of Rabbi Shimon's Davgal Mam doesn't kick in? Manishtana that from Sanhedrin Kuf Yud, have a daf it's on, the end of Masechet Sanhedrin. That's also still intact, and yet the Gemara State Buffet, which is called Davar Gur in the moment. Who's sitting in the back corner and smiling besides Tanashiyah? Who's sitting next to you? Who's sitting patting you on the back? No? The Nehid Behuda, right? Nehid Behuda said, I told you so. I told you that this wasn't exerced across the Chomets. I told you it's a din in Kol Torah Kula, but Ketzais wasn't Mesiachis to it. Actually, he was Mesiachis, and he shows you why it's not true. Well, he thinks it's not true. So we're back to the Ketzais' world. So in the world of the Ketzais, his son had a Kshita Kasha. I put this Kasha. I put it on the Ramah Kobos. I put the Gemara on the Ramah Kobos. Everyone figured out the Kasha, right? Right? I mean, come on. You learned Pesachim Davav. You learned Sanhedrin. Where is it? Daf Kuf Yud. Where is it? Somewhere around there. Don't you realize? Didn't you realize these two Kasha? It's obvious. This is what they spoke about at the Ketzais' Seder. When they were talking, Mesachim Metzias Mitzrayim, you know, late into the night. This is Ba'idas Vachukim Vemishpotim. This is the Kasha from Ketzais' son to his father. What do you think his uncle said about this? Was he at the same set? I don't know. What do you think the great grandson in law said? He wasn't born yet. Well, this is a happening place, it says this table. This week's parsha, I couldn't remember, as Mara said to the other day, every other line, it says a chushin, it says a chushin, it says a chushin. And then we know it says a chushin, Avdim Elohim, it's Gavaldik. This is his parsha. No. Can you imagine? Imagine the Ketzais was here, being playing Gavaldik. I must imagine the Ketzais would be appointed as a Kohen Gadol. And this my Ned Dayak Kohen Gadol. Imagine. All the Ketzais. No, Rabbi Isai. What do you think about this Kasha? Ketzais was stumped. So he doesn't know the answer. Rabbi Shimon Shittasai. It's Ketzarov Tavin. No, it's not fair because we have to, for first being Don is in Chayat Sreif. We went too ahead, to jump the gun on that one. Dr. B'chaim, this Chedushim and Shas, B'chaim is quoted with the following terms. B'chaim had gesagt, not surprising, there are two dinim in Davar Gur L'Maman. There are two kinds of Davar Gur L'Maman. There's Davar Gur L'Maman, when there's a chiyuv predating, pre-existing condition, pre-existing chiyuv, And the role of this chefza is to be poter that pre-existing chiyuv. And then there's a secondary type of davar gram lemamon. When davar gram lemamon itself, I'm sorry, but the chefza itself is creating the chiyuv. The absence of that chefza is creating the chiyuv. Totally different from one another, says Reb Chaim. They're both called davar gram lemamon potentially, but they're working in very different ways. No? Zok Reb Chaim, who's going to fill in the gaps for me? Zok Reb Chaim. When you're dealing with the second kind of davar gram lemamon, where there is no pre-existing chiyuv, what's creating the davar gram lemamon? What's creating the potential status that mamon is? The absence of the object, right? When there's no pre-existing chiyuv, so the only way we can call it the davar gram lemamon is because the object is just appearing, that's going to create a chiyuv mamon. So what makes a lot of sense? Which gemara makes a lot of sense now? Psachim davav. Why does psachim davav make a lot of sense? You want to come mitam davar gram lemamon. You want to say it's called mamon al davar gram lemamon. But wait a second, it's still here. The schnapps is still alive and well. It's sitting on my table. It's sitting in my closet. It's sitting in my basement. If the schnapps is still here, based on what are you going to call this davar gram lemamon? What? There's no gram lemamon yet. The story hasn't started yet. We haven't opened up the book yet. Nothing started yet. Nothing happens at Yom Chaim. So Psachim Davav, the Gemara makes perfect sense. The Gemara says, you want to say over by Rav Eimot, say, Ad Dover Gram Lamamun, Vos Fak Dover Gram Lamamun. There's nothing here yet. Nothing happened. The Chavos is Be'en. Unlike in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yod, what kind of a Dover Gram Lamamun is that? That's when what? What was Dover Gram Lamamun of Sanhedrin? That's similar. Which case is that? That's like, that's a hektish. The guy took a ned there. A nadir is always, whenever you see the words nadir, you always know what words to plug in. Pre-existing condition. Pre-existing chiyuv. That's what a nadir is. In Sanhedrin Daf Kuf, when there's a pre-existing chiyuv, and now we're being done, can this animal pass to my pre-existing chiyuv? Does it make a difference whether that animal is intact or not? Does it make the slightest difference of Reb Chaim? Because the chiyuv is not neveya mishas hefsir animal. It's not the destruction of this animal that's going to stop the clock ticking. The clock has started ticking months ago when the guy opened up his mouth and took a neder. So, b'med devar mamurim, the Gemara makes any sense in Psachim to be mechalik between is the chayfetz intact or not. That's when the whole gorham the mamon is emanating from the hefset mamon. Calls man that the chayfetz is still here. What's not the regular mamon? There's nothing happened yet. They didn't open the book yet. But in Sanhedrin, which is the exact same case as Bava Kam and Meruba, where there's a pre-existing chiyah because of the Shas and Eder, so there, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any difference whether it isn't that. The chiyah is not mitam the hefzer amam, and the chiyah is mitam the original chiyah. That's a zayi from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that's the answer to the Ktzaisa's son's dilemma. It's pashut. Reb Isai, what do you see from Reb Chaim? He learned the Gemara Psachim what? The Gemara of Psachim is a classic example of what? Of what? No pre-existing condition. If it would have been a pre-existing condition, then the next lashon of the Gemara wouldn't have made any sense. From Brisk to Slobodka, they were both mechaveh the gedolei de'olam from Reb Chaim to Divichas, both mechaveh to the same yisoid, that there are different dargas of Dover Gemara. Not all Dover Gemara moments are the same. The machlekes lies is where do you put Psachim into the picture? Is Psachim belong in the Divya Cheskel's mind worldview? Psachim, because it's talking about a guy, is closer to what? It's closer to a pre-existing condition. It's closer to the Sanhedrin and Bava Kama. According to Reb Chaim, Psachim is Bechwalna. According to Reb Chaim, Psachim, there's no pre-existing condition. There's a Shemira. I be signed the contract, as you guys all asked. You guys all look at Reb Chaim. This is Brisk here. Right? You always tell, I signed the contract. Asma. That's a pre-existing asma. I'm in Mechayim myself. I can show him here. Whatever the Dinei Shemir of the Torah, that's what I agree with the Goy to do. There's no pre-existing condition. And that's exactly why the Gemara put the limitations on in Psachim Davav and said, no. It's still here. It's still here. Does Nishkin never go to the moment? So Rabbi Sai, we have two radically different views in the Gedolei Ge'ayne Olam from Lita, the greatest of the great, from Reb Chaim to the Divya Cheskel, the greatest of the great. Two different ways of understanding what's playing out. Everybody realizes they both the Gedolei Olam sense. They both have the same, ancient Avim Nistabim. They both sense the same chiluk. Not all Davar Gram Lemamon are the same. There is a fundamental difference between pre-existing versus post conditions, and they both understood that's what the Ravid was driving at. They both realized that that's what the Ravid really meant above Metzia. What they're differing on is, where does Pesachim fit into the picture? Whereas the Yechezkel put Pesachim closer, strangely enough, to Bava Kama because of the Goy issue, Reb Chaim said, no, Pesachim can't go like that, because if Pesachim goes like that, then the next line of the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Reb Leisai, if you want to be really fancy and really gutsy, could we suggest that this fundamental question that from Reb Chaim to the Yechezkel did not start in Lithuania 100 years ago? You know where this started? What? The two Lashonis and Pesachim. That's exactly what's going on in Pesachim. The Divi Yechezkel was focusing on the Lishna Kama, and Reb Chaim was basically focusing on the Lishna Basra. The Gemara never explains to us what led to the Lishna Kama. The Gemara, Kedaika, Bekadish, the Gemara never fills in all the air. There could have been days and weeks and months of discussions in the yeshivas about this topic, and we have no idea. The Gemara just gave us the highlights. All the Chazal, all the Gemara's, the Gemara highlights snips of months and years of conversations. It took Rav Ashi 30 years each time to learn through all of Shas, and they did it a second time around. So 60 years of learning, Rav Ashi put into a couple of pages, 7 years worth of quick Daf Yomis. 60 years of Rav Ashi sitting and learning and discussing their vase, what was going on behind the scenes. So maybe a glimpse of what was going on, where the Gemara was changing in the middle, because Chazal themselves weren't quite sure. The Amorim themselves weren't 100% convinced where Pesachim fits into the picture, because Chometz is a tricky one. On the one hand, it's Shomrim, which is very Shomer oriented, very non-pre-existing condition. On the other hand, it's a funny kind of a Shomer. It's a Shomer with a Goy, which always presupposes something funny was added on. Is that something funny added on, change it radically? The Vichesko thought it changed, or Chaim didn't think it changed. The Lishna Kama maybe didn't think it changed. The Lishna Basra didn't think it changed. Very, very tricky. But I'll come upon him. It all starts with the Ravid. Simple Ravid. Ravid had a simple kasha beginning of Perkam Afkir. They didn't ask me this kasha for my high school interview. But if they would have asked me, I wouldn't have known what to say. The Ravid, simple kasha. What happened to Devergar and the Mammon? The Ravid gave him a halach. The Vyacheskel took this mahalach, and he was so bothered with this mahalach because it's against the Gemara and Pesachim, at least the first lashon. So comes the Vyacheskel and created the Siba Simen Chakira for us and plugged in all the pieces based on the Siba Simen. Reb Chaim took the exact same Siba Simen and used it to explain away to answer up the Ketzais' son's kash, that the Ketzais himself was left puzzled. Can you imagine? Stumped the Ketzais. His own son stumped him. Reb Chaim at Gezoch, that's the solution, but in order for his solution, his teretz to go through, you have to revamp the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. So we've just touched, Reb Yisai, a little bit, but Dover Gram the moment. At least some appreciation, and the Gemara says that this Braisa is buying into Dover Gram the Mammon. You can't take that statement lightly. You have to really understand that what in the world does Dover Gram the Mammon mean? So the only way for this Braisa to fly, for Bimeya to buy into Rameyashit, to make any sense in this Braisa, he had to be Sovla Kirby Yaakov from early in the week, and now he has to be Sovla Kirby Shimon of the end of the week. Hopefully that's Shimon Sunday. There's a whole second half of the sugya. The Kasha, the whole Rishon, led by Taiz, all the Rishon Rabbah with the Kasha. The Gemara had to discover America, had to go discover, had to dig up of Akamas and Sanhedrins and Psachims and Maisaloch. But Metzias, the Rivas, to discover that Rabbi Meir must have held a Rabbi Shimon. All the Shem Abad of the Kasha, the Gemara didn't have to waste too much time figuring out Rabbi Meir held a Rabbi Shimon. We know Rabbi Meir held a Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Meir held something even more profound than Rabbi Shimon, which touches on the Dina de Garmi part of the Sugya, which is really the second half of the Sugya. Hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, on Sunday, we'll try to do a little bit of a little chumash. That's Thursday, right?